Big game versus Baltimore this Sunday at Soldier Field. Bears need to get back in the winning track.
After beating the Bengals and the Steelers, the Bears look to go 3-0 against the AFC North Sunday in another crucial game on the lakefront.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Hallis Hall. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. Tom, big game coming up this weekend. Josh McCown returns to the starting lineup. What are your thoughts on him getting back into the offense?
Well, I'm very confident about it. He has a great understanding of this offense, and that's essential because you're coming in against an opponent that you're not really familiar with. You don't get the often chances to see the Baltimore Ravens. So they'll have some little bit of wrinkles and design in their defense that you don't get to see regularly like a division opponent. But I think the Baltimore Ravens have to come in here against a very dangerous opponent. When you look at the weapons the Bears have under the command of Josh McCown, I think they're as equally as dangerous as if Jay Cutler was starting.
Tom, the Bears definitely have a lot of weapons in the passing game, but the running game was really subpar last week. 38 yards. What's the key to improving the running game, and how much of a focus do you think the Bears are going to put on that?
Like learning this offense, the interior running game is a process, and a lot of it has to depend upon the opponent you're playing against. When you look at the inside talent of the Detroit Lions, they're really talented, so you're not going to have explosive yards through the middle of the field because that's where their best players are. However, when you have a chance to get to the outside, you have to be able to exploit that. And unfortunately, in some of the big plays they did have to the outside, they had some penalties associated. So I don't think the Bears are giving up in any way. I think they're only in the process of developing the interior running game. But you have to be fortunate that you have the big passing weapons. So now you can dictate the front a little bit more. Take him out of an eight-man front and see if you can put a six-man front up there to create some natural running lanes.
Let's talk about the other side of the ball. Unfortunately, the Bears lost another key player in Charles Tillman. He may be the most indispensable player, him and Lance Briggs, on the defense. How big of a blow is that, and how do they make up for that with Zach Bowman coming in?
It's a huge blow because, like I say, his leadership is irreplaceable. Charles Tillman is a pinnacle. I mean, he's a guy that you pay attention to if you're a young guy and how to be a professional and how to get ready. With that being said, Zach Bowman and the other guys waiting in the wings are just as excited for their opportunity. At one time in Charles' career, he had his first opportunity to start. This isn't Zach Bowman's first opportunity to start, but because of the injury, someone else is getting an opportunity to get on the field. And I think that enthusiasm should be so contagious in the locker room that whoever gets the chance, they should be excited for their opportunity.
Let's talk a little bit about the Ravens. They won the Super Bowl. There were a lot of changes, however, but they still have Joe Flacco. They still have Ray Rice. What's the greatest challenge and the key to defending that offense?
Not letting Joe Flacco get any confidence, because I think this year he's playing the most unconfident I've seen him play after getting a big contract and Super Bowl success, but you can't let Ray Rice get going. If you give Joe Flacco the outlet of the running game, he's going to make him more dangerous downfield. And then you talk about new players on defense, just don't become susceptible to getting out of position by being deceived on offense. So, again, I think the talent on the Bears' defense can hold up against these guys, but you don't want to give their element of the running attack the advantage because that's when they can be explosive.
Tom, this week's Twitter question is about Josh McCown. Will we see the same McCown we saw in Green Bay, or will the offense have a different plan?
No, I think the plan is to just make sure they improve week to week, and that's always been Mark Trestman's goal. But because they're going to be a little bit familiar with this style of defense from some of the opponents I've seen so far this season, I do think Josh can be as explosive as ever. I think he's going to go into this game at home with a tremendous amount of confidence because having the command at the line of scrimmage according to his voice is an important key to the moving this offense. He didn't have that in Green Bay. I expect him to have more in his command at home.
Tom, it's that exciting part of the program here where we make our case for a player that's going to have a big impact in the game Sunday, and you will pick.
Well, we talked about the importance if Ray Rice is successful. Jonathan Bostic, here's your guy. If you're going to step up now, you're starting to get familiar with your assignments and the defenses that you're playing. Jonathan Bostic, step up to the plate, limit Ray Rice, and that is going to be one of the keys to the Bears winning this game.
I'm going to pick Matt Forte. He's had a great season both as a runner and as a receiver out of the backfield. Like I said before, a subpar effort as far as running the football for the entire team last Sunday. I think Forte's going to be fired up. Plus, he's going against Ray Rice, a guy everybody compares him to and a guy he came out in the draft with also in 2008. Tom, great stuff as always. I'm really looking forward to Josh McCown's first start at home at Soldier Field Sunday. You'll be there. I'll be there. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.